Oh, man, I'm going to sound a little bit like Miss Monica as I get ready for my thang hack.
Oh, man.
Because why do you want ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? I'll explain now.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
I got the taste of blood a couple weeks ago when we all did Monica creative thang hacks.
Uh-huh.
And now I like to have a little twist.
I can tell.
All right,
you haven't come back over to the other side since then.
I have something. It's a way to get ice cream without having to buy one of those goofy ice cream makers.
Okay.
And you can put your children to work to do it.
Oh.
So they can have fun and they have to make their own dessert.
All right. I like that, though.
Antoine, as we go back to college.
Yes.
Is something for your dorm room?
I'm helping the dorm room.
Okay, so let's get to Antoine's, then I'll share mine, and then Monica says something about today on a rainy day.
Yeah.
Hers will help, so she says.
Yeah, so when I remember when I was an undergrad at Virginia Tech, my mother would come in like on move-in day or move-out day or just holiday weekends to pick me up or whatever.
Move-in day was like 2 days ago, so they're all just
and she'd walk in the door, like the hallway, not so much my room, the hallway, be like, ooh, it is funky. It is just and a men's dorm room is it is just all kinds of stank because we go to the gym we go to the gym, we just hang up our basketball shorts on the closet door.
You're being put in a situation now for probably the first time in your life where laundry is your own responsibility.
Exactly.
You're sharing a bathroom with a lot of other dudes. It is not the greatest situation.
It gets funky.
It's one giant locker room,
so let's add a little freshness to your dorm room.
Okay.
We can do that. We want freshness, yes.
For anybody, male or female, if your dorm room's a little funky, take some dryer sheets and you paperclip them to your fans. And so therefore it circulates the smell. Now you need to open the door too, but it circulates the smell of a dryer sheet. Yes. Versus, and you have to do your laundry too, but it circulates like an air freshener, kind of like for your car.
Okay. So you just put it on the fan.
You paperclip it to the fan.
Look at you adopting a technique that's been used for years by some of those other people that like hanging out in a college dorm room.
you blow it through a toilet paper tube and it's gone.
Yeah, it took me a second to realize what he was
saying. That's good.
That was an interesting experience of my life when I had to go on one of those college visits. You know, they send you on those visits. And it was one where it was a college that was near my where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just a day trip for me. So my mom sent me by myself and they sent me out with, here's Charlie. Charlie's going to show you around the school and answer any questions you have. And then we go back to Charlie's room and Charlie goes, hey, dude, I'm a very innocent teenager. I was a good boy. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
Mommy.
Yeah. So Charlie blew it through a toilet paper tube with the dryer sheet.
I've never heard of such
kids
a thing.
Don't be like Charlie. No. I'm sorry. I don't believe Charlie went on to be a CEO of anything. He was giving tours, I don't know. Okay. Why have ice cream in a container when you can have it in a bag? Oh, why are you putting this on? All right, fine. Maybe it does have a little bit of Monica to it.
Uh-huh.
But check it.
Oh, boy.
Here's what you do. If you don't have an ice cream maker and you still want to go through the fun of making ice cream.
Okay.
Those ice cream makers are expensive. They're like $100.
Mm-hmm.
I own one. I use it about once every 2 years. Not a solid investment at all. Because every time you think I want ice cream, and I really want
to
buy 27 ingredients, put it in this machine, do all this different stuff. I'm driving past Blue Cow while I'm doing that. All right, we're getting Blue Cow. That's the end of that. But if you want to make some ice cream, and even better, give your children something to do and make them earn their dessert, I introduce you to ice cream in a bag.
In a bag.
In a bag.
How does the ice cream get in a bag?
Well, I'll tell you, Antoine, you need a bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Actually, you need two bags in this situation. You're going to put all your ice cream ingredients into one bag, okay? This would probably be a quart-size bag. And that would just be your milk, your cream, your sugar, your vanilla extract, your salt. There you go. You're done. We're making vanilla ice cream here today. And then you have a larger bag, which is a gallon bag. And in that larger bag, you're going to fill it about two-thirds of the way with ice and salt, okay?
Yep. Okay.
Because that's how ice cream is essentially made. It's the agitation of the milk and the cream and the sugar in relation to ice and salt. there's your science lesson. Yep. If I'm Zach Nye, the science guy. So you put your little bag inside the big bag.
There
so
you
it's
go.
Sitting on top of the ice and the salt. You close it up. You shake it for 10 minutes. You got ice cream.
Yeah.
You shake it for 10. What is this, a shake weight?
The kids will do it.
Yeah.
What kind of bicep exercise?
Just like Duck Duck Goose, but you just shake the bag. And
right.
Around.
Wait a minute. How? Duck Duck Goose?
Duck Duck ice cream.
Just, you know, shake the ice cream around the circle. And,
so this is Duck Duck dessert. Yeah. This is what it is. I mean, come on. Kids got way too much energy as it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're trying to tire them out like border collies. It's the same situation. So it's very simple. Kid, you want dessert? Well, you better shake this bag until you got yourself some ice cream. And until then, don't come crying back
and
to me.
And it is a 2-for-1 because they will get tired.
They will be exhausted.
And have a little bit of dessert.
Don't even want an ice cream.
And it's exercise.
Yep.
And really what they're doing is they're earning their ice cream. They're burning calories to then have the ice cream. So the ice cream becomes a calorie negative. Your kid don't get fat no more.
But shouldn't the adults be doing it? Because kids have that great metabolism. It's when we get older that we lose that metabolism.
You want to start young.
Okay.
You know what? You sound like Tuesday. No one wants to listen to you anyway. You know what, Monica? I'm excited for your rain thing hack, whatever it is, because it's coming next.
Do you know what sucks on a rainy day?
Getting wet?
Well, getting wet, yes.
Your hair?
But, yes, getting your hair wet, but your windshield wipers, if they break.
Okay.
That sucks.
Oh, that would absolutely
suck.
That
sucks. I've had that happen a couple times.
Yeah. A couple times?
Yeah, in my old car. When I had that Neon back in the day, it was it would pop over. But then I had to use a curling iron to stick it out the car and pop it back the other way because it would get stuck. Like it wouldn't.
I think a bigger question is there's a curling iron in your car.
Well, yeah. Because you're
curling your hair while driving.
Well, you never know when you're going to go to a friend's house and you want to curl your hair. You just want to.
The woman is curling her hair while driving, Antoine. This is terrifying.
Is, plug into the cigarette lighter.
That's nothing right there.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm supposed to believe you now.
But if your windshield wiper, if it breaks.
Okay.
You know what we all have.
A hand?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We have an oven. And so we have oven mitts. Take out one of the Arby's hand oven mitts.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one, go by the dollar store and get one. And just stick that on the little stick. Because most of the time, it breaks off and you're not able to, you know, get your windshield
wiped. Gotcha. The wiper blade portion is gone, but the stick is still there.
The stick is still there.
So you're putting an oven mitt on there.
Hello mitts. On your car, so you are a friendly neighbor on top of cleaning off your windshield.
I was waving to people.
You're waving.
Even better if you can take that hamburger helper guy. Get one of those and put that on there.
Because
then you got a reminder of what's for dinner.
There you go. Take a picture on Instagram, hashtag it. Hamburger helper would love you.
Shout out to all of our police officers listening this morning that have to deal with those shenanigans on the roads. Something tells me that's not going to work very well either. Is it going to take away the water?
If you need to get somewhere, you know, down the street, go to work real quick. If you have a short commute, then
I feel like that's illegal.
Go. Yeah. Illegal?
I imagine that's illegal.
I'm going to tell you this much, Antoine, too. If you have prepped enough in advance to have an oven mitt in your car for in case your windshield wiper blade is going to break, you know it's about to break. You go to Auto Advance Auto Parts. You get yourself a wiper blade.
You know, stuff happens.
That's also an option.
Yes. But why? Why go with the best option, Antoine, when you can go with this option instead?
That's
and
right,
you can be a friendly neighbor.
Be friendly. Hello, neighbor.
I'll be like, that's a nice person right there.
It is.
Just waving.
Just waving hello to the world. The wipers on the bus go crash, crash, crash.
Merry Christmas,
crash,
all.
Crash, crash. Merry Christmas, all.